Will There Be a Sun in the New Earth? Written by Randy Alcorn and read by Stephen Sanders. Today's Bible verse is Revelation 22:5. And night will be no more. It will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Some people wonder, if the new earth will be full of the light of God, does that mean we won't see any more sunrises or sunsets? Do you love sunrises and sunsets? Are you disappointed to think that you might not see any again? Our sun is one of countless billions of suns. I think we'll see many more sunrises and sunsets on many worlds. And when we're watching one of those spectacular sunrises, I don't think we'll wonder, what am I missing? Revelation 22:5 says, there will be no more light. Some people believe this is figurative, speaking of the moral perfection of the new earth. Darkness is associated with crime, evil done under cover of night. Darkness is synonymous with distressed travelers unable to find their way. Prostitution, drunkenness, and idol worship often happened at night. In the modern era of electric lights, it's difficult to understand the utter dread of traveling in the dark and the threat of being locked out of the city gates that would close at night to prevent robbers, bands of marauders, or enemy soldiers from invading a city. To be outside the city at night was to be exceedingly vulnerable. This will no longer be. Yet darkness isn't evil. God created it before the fall. Night is also associated with positive things. Time with family after a hard day's work, opportunity to talk, rest, have dinner with loved ones, read scripture, and pray. Because God created the first celestial heavens to display His glory, when He makes the new celestial heavens, they will perform this mission even better. That means we'll have to be able to see them. If that requires darkness, as it does now, then darkness we will have. If not on earth, then somewhere from which we can behold God's glory in the new heavens. I'm speculating, but I don't believe these passages demand constant or unvarying brightness, certainly not outside the New Jerusalem. There may be diffused light or twilight without total darkness. Light may be constant in the holy city, but not necessarily in the cities and countries outside the city gates. To view the new heavens, we might travel to the far side of the moon and other places where stargazing is unhindered by light and atmospheric distortion. Imagine the quality of telescopes that redeemed minds will design and build. We may be able to visit innumerable planets from which the wonders of the night sky can be viewed to the praise and glory of God. How will our eyes be able to tolerate the bright light of the New Jerusalem? Our new bodies will be stronger than our present ones. We'll be designed for our highest purpose, to see God's face brighter than the sun without being blinded. Rather than turn away from the light, we will be drawn to it. How will our eyes be able to tolerate the bright light of the New Jerusalem? Our new bodies will be stronger than our present ones. We'll be designed for our highest purpose, to see God's face brighter than the sun without being blinded. Rather than turn away from the light, we will be drawn to it.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.